does exist. I will find her.
And what if this paragon does not wish to marry you when you have hunted her down? Alessandro had asked dryly. What then? Luke had laughed. Please. He sat back in his chair and gazed at his friend, crooking his brow in amusement. That is not very likely, is it? What woman would not benefit from becoming my wife? What can any woman possibly want that I cannot give her? I will place all of my wealth and power at the disposal of whatever woman can fill the position. Alessandro had sighed heavily, his romantic Italian soul no doubt mortally wounded at the prospect of filling the position of wife.
Women like romance and fairy tales, he'd said.
Luke rather thought Alessandro was the one who preferred such fripperies, but had not said so.
They do not want marriage to be conducted as a business proposition.
But that is what it is, Luke had said, shrugging again. The correct woman must understand this as well.
I fear you will be looking for a very long time, my friend, Alessandro had said, shaking his head.
But Luke had never been afraid of hard, seemingly fruitless work, he reflected as he turned the corner and saw the famous facade of the Hotel Negresco before him. In fact, he thrived on it. His famous parents had died when he was barely 23, and he had had to make his own way in the world in their considerable shadows. Even before their deaths in a boating accident, he had been more or less on his own. His parents having been far more interested in each other and their endless romantic complications than in their son. Luke could not bring himself to regret his unorthodox upbringing, no matter how many people seemed to think it pointed to some lack in him, something no one had dared say to his face in some time. Growing up in such a way, surrounded by so much heightened emotion mixed with jealousy and betrayal and avid outside interest, had stripped him of many of the needs that ruled other men. It had also made him that much more successful, which was all he cared about. For what else was there? He did not need the emotions that other men did. He was not interested in love, and all the upheaval and agony it brought. He wanted a wife in the most traditional sense, for the most traditional reasons. He was nearing 40 now, and it was time he created a family to carry on his legacy and his mother's royal Italian bloodline. The wife he chose would have to be from an equally august bloodline, noble for centuries at the very least, as his family was. It was tradition. It was his duty. He needed a wife who knew her duty. He strode into the elegant old hotel, past the white-gloved doormen, and did not bother to gape like a tourist at the sparkling lobby that emanated old French charm and elegance all around him. He had seen it many times before. The Hotel Negresco prided itself on its luxuriousness. Luc made his way toward the Salon Royal, with its Gustave Eiffel-designed dome and Baccarat chandeliers sparkling over a crowd of some of the world's foremost philanthropists. He ignored the well-dressed and genteel throng, as well as the priceless art that graced the walls. He searched the room until his eyes fell on the woman he'd been looking for. Princess Gabrielle of Miravacchia. She stood out from the crowd in a good way, he was pleased to note. She did not call attention to herself. She did not display her chest in an inappropriate manner, or hang all over the men who competed for her attention. She seemed cool and elegant, refined and royal, as she stood in the centre of a knot of extremely well-dressed patrons. She was lovely. But then, she should be. She was a royal princess, after all, the heir to her country's throne. He ignored her looks and concentrated on the way she presented herself, her public persona, which was, by all accounts, completely without blemish. Her hair was swept back into an elegant knot at the nape of her neck, and she wore a simple cocktail dress with restrained hints of jewellery at her ears and one wrist. Nothing flashy or...